Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, July 8th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The governor of Illinois blaming the mass shootings on the NRA. The White House lists its highest paid people. New York's unemployment rate double the national average. Health experts rank the cleanest cities in America. Also ahead, the message of the day, update listeners, sound off. But first, Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker blaming his state's historic crime wave on the National Rifle Association. Said the Democrat, quote, to the NRA, 100% of mass shootings happen with guns. As governor, on behalf of Highland Park, leave us the hell alone. Well, Chicago and Illinois have some of the strictest gun laws in the country. The Windy City reported 830 homicides last year, the most in three decades. Pritzker has done nothing to stop violent crime in Illinois. The Biden administration revealing its highest paid workers, salaries for staffers are capped at $180,000 a year. In total, the White House employs 474 people. Biggest earners, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Policy Advisor Susan Rice, Chief of Staff Ron Klain. The president himself makes $400,000. That figure does not include another $150,000 for expenses and personal travel. The unemployment rate in the Big Apple, rising above 8%, the highest for any major city and double the national average. The rate in Miami, for example, stands at 3%, 4% in Boston, 5% Chicago. The New York City Chamber of Commerce blames the slow recovery on high crime. Just 40% of city employees have returned to the workplace. Violent felonies in the subway up 55% since January. New Yorkers don't want to go into the city. Forbes magazine ranks the cleanest cities in the USA. The towns are judged by sanitation, pollution, graffiti, and vermin like rats. The most pristine places, Charlotte, North Carolina, Tucson, Arizona, Tampa, Florida, Southampton, New York, and number one, Sacramento, California. The dirtiest cities, San Francisco, Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and last, Detroit. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. If you want to comment on any of my commentary, we would love to hear from you. But you have to put your name and your town if you want to correspond with us. First letter comes from Mike in Forney, Texas. Mr. O, do you believe Joe Biden will run the country into a depression? Impossible to say, Mike. We are already in a consumer recession. So by that, I mean that folks who spend money are spending less money because the prices are so much higher. They're pulling back on spending. They have to, because many people are going bankrupt with gas and food and everything else going through the roof because of Joe Biden's terrible policies. Will that extend into mass unemployment, which is really the definition of a depression? I just don't know. Robert, Davenport, Florida, watching President Biden mishandle our strategic petroleum reserves, and for that matter, our entire energy infrastructure, I realize that if it were not for the political divide in this country, we would expect a majority of those in Congress to impeach him. Well, there's no question that Joe Biden is doing a terrible job as president. Only 35% of the entire country believe he's doing a good job. Okay, 65% know that Mr. Biden's screwing up. If the Republicans take control of Congress in November, which is a good bet, there may be articles of impeachment drawn up against Joe Biden because of the border policy. Yvonne in Parker, Colorado, if Donald Trump runs again, please urge him to stop the mean tweets. You know, I can't urge Donald Trump to do anything. He follows his own piper. Peter in Mobile, Alabama, why is it that the left always has to respond to opposition with vulgarity and name calling? Hey, Peter, it's not just the left. Let's be fair. We live in a coarse society now. Terrible language, and I'm guilty of that sometimes myself, is the order of the day. And finally, Tanya, Butte, Montana. What I don't understand is Liz Cheney throwing her career away because Donald Trump attacked her father. Trump attacked everybody. Well, it gets personal, Tanya. Donald Trump attacked Dick Cheney, former vice president, and former president Bush the Younger, alienating the entire Bush family as well as the Cheney family. You know, Donald Trump has the capacity to be strident. There it is. Very strident. And a lot of people take that personally. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please visit BillO'Reilly.com for honest news commentary. And I hope you consider my book, Killing the Killers, number one, for a great summer read. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in the year 1099 AD, Christian knights from Europe waged war against a vast Muslim army on the outskirts of Jerusalem. The siege would go down as one of the most consequential battles in history. Here is the story of the First Crusade. Beginning in the 11th century, Christians in the Holy Land were being persecuted by their Islamic rulers. In 1095, Pope Urban II called for a crusade to defend the Christians and recover the city of Jerusalem. The response from people in Germany and France was immediate. 3 years later, 5,000 mounted knights and 25,000 infantry began the slow march from Europe towards the Middle East. The Crusaders conquered vast sections of Eastern Europe, Turkey, and the Mediterranean coast. Along the way, the Christian army massacred hundreds of Jewish communities in Germany and Poland. After a grueling six-month-long trek, the Crusaders reached Jerusalem. The battle began on July 7th. Within a week, the Christians breached the city's defenses. Tens of thousands of Muslims and Jews were slaughtered. The Europeans had achieved their goal. Jerusalem was in Christian hands, but not for long. In total, Europe launched 8 separate crusades to gain control of the Holy Land. Between 1099 and 1300 AD, the region changed hands 14 times. At least 2 million people died in battle. The Crusades would define the global order until the Middle Ages. Religious boundaries were established between Christians, Jews, and Muslims. And here's something else you might not know. The Europeans ultimately lost the Crusades after 2 centuries of conflict. Beginning in 1291, Muslims regained control of Jerusalem and held the Holy Land for the next 600 years. Great Britain seized the territory from the Ottoman Empire in 1917 during World War I. The land was established as the State of Israel in the aftermath of World War II. Back after this.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.